The return of international travel is just weeks away as the national carrier Qantas brings forward its schedule for flights to and from other countries. The move has been credited to the high rate of vaccination in Australia. Even so, there's trepidation about the prospect of travel to the Northern Hemisphere where infections are again on the rise. Gavin Coote reports.
For families who've long been separated by borders, a pathway for a Christmas reunion is taking shape. Qantas is preparing to bring all of its crews back before Christmas. And its chief executive, Alan Joyce, says people are already snapping up tickets for international flights.
And we've added 20 flights to London in particular, and demand has been massive. In a few hours, a large number of those flights sold out.
Fully vaccinated Australian citizens will be able to travel to or return from overseas via Sydney from the start of November without needing to quarantine on return. While that's led many to start planning long-awaited catch-ups with family overseas, the appetite for leisure travel isn't roaring back just yet. Nicole King runs a holiday and cruise company based out of the Victorian city of Ballarat.
Agents are feeling so bruised and battered with how everything has sort of unfolded. But all those clients that we had booked to travel in 2020 that were changed to 21 are now being changed to 22. So you've got all this workload that you're doing, but it's actually for no additional income at all.
The Prime Minister says international tourists will likely return to the country by the end of the year. Virgin Australia plans to resume flights to Fiji from Christmas and to Bali and New Zealand in the new year. But Nicole King points out it's still all a bit touch and go about where people will be allowed to travel to in the next little while.
I do have clients that are looking at travelling, and they're pretty much going with the approach that we just want to wait and see what the requirements are going to be for testing. Testing prior, testing on arrival, travel insurance. Not all the travel insurance policies have been released as yet that include COVID cover. So that's also another really important element that if you're jumping on a plane and heading overseas, you know, whether it's your luggage goes missing, but if you did get ill due to COVID and ended up in hospital, I think that you'd want to know that you've got a good policy in place there as well.
And whether a person's most likely to get COVID on a plane or elsewhere during their travels, despite being fully vaccinated, could all depend on ventilation. Distinguished Professor Lydia Marowska from Queensland University of Technology studies air quality and its impact on health.
Usually, ventilation on planes is better than ventilation in many other shared venues, be it an office, be it a school, be it a shop. The problem, however, is that we sit very close to another passenger, basically touching almost another passenger, and we spend a lot of time, well, sometimes hours and hours, traveling together. So even if the ventilation is good, still the proximity and the time spent increase the risk of infection. Of course, we have to take masks off if we are eating or drinking, so this increases the risk. So basically the idea is to minimize the time when we don't wear masks.
Lydia Marowska points out it'll also depend on the destination.
But then if we are in all these different countries, we are visiting lots of different places. In particular, we are visiting restaurants where we are eating and drinking without masks. And now we are talking about the situation of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. So potentially many of those places will not be ventilated. So there are many potential places where the risk would be quite high.
Luke Mangan is a prominent chef who oversees a chain of restaurants on cruise ships, and he doesn't expect that industry will be back up and running until March next year.
Because the problem is cruise ships, cruising, they need about 3 months' notice to bring ships back, get crews ready, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like, you know, flicking a light switch on and say, here we go. There's so much involved.
Sydney chef Luke Mangan ending Gavin Coote's report there.